Yeah, he called the list. This week's parshios, we're getting all the double parshios. Acharei Mos Kedoshim. So the Torah begins, Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Acharei Moshe Bnei Aaron. Bekorvosam lifnei Hashem vayamusu. Okay. Then it says, "Vayom Hashem Moshe daber al Aaron achicha, vayomo b'chol eis al hakodesh. Mibeis al parochas prei kaporos shel Aaron, vayomos ki ba'anon eroam kaporos." But you can't come into the kodesh kadoshim all the time. And if Aaron wants to come in, b'zos yav Aaron al kodesh, so he has to. You have a par ben bokar lechatas by laola, etc. So that's the korban of Aaron. Par ben bokar lechatas by laola. And what's the next korban? That's pasuk hey. Me'ez v'das b'nei Yisrael yikach shnei siri izim l'chatas v'ayalecha l'oila. But pasuk dalet is in between. So as pasuk gimel says, what korban Aaron brings. I mean, we assume in Chazal that this is talking about Yom Kippur. So Aaron brings par l'chatas v'ayalecha, and for Klal Yisrael, you have the Shnei Se'irim, the two goats. But in the middle, there's the Pasuk that says that Aaron wears white. Todas Bat Kodesh, that's the four begodim that are white. As opposed to wearing the eight begodim that are gold. And the concept of Gemara tells us, Bufisha Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor. That because we know that Zohav represents the Egel HaZohav. So if you're coming, and the Egel HaZohav is basically the prosecutor against us. That we sinned with the Egel HaZohav. So Zohav represents, so how are we going to go into the Kodesh Kadoshim with Zohav, which is going to trigger up our sin of the Egel? So therefore, when Aaron goes into the Kodesh Kadoshim, he doesn't wear Zohav. He wears Lavan. But the question the Shemi Shmuel raises is, it's interesting that that Pasuk is in the middle. In other words, first they talk about Aaron, what he brings, which Korbanis he brings. Now, you could have said then they should have had what Klal Yisrael bring and have the Pasuk of Donas Bas Kodesh after or before. But it's interesting, Korbanis, then wardrobe, and then korbanos. Why was the wardrobe put there in the middle? You would think maybe all the, like the other places in the Torah, you put all the korbanos together. So what's the wardrobe doing in the middle? The concept that Aaron has to have a special wardrobe of lavan and not zav. And we know that's the Gemara here on Chavav Aleph in Rosh Hashanah, page 7, says that you can't have a shofar of a para because that will remind of the egel. And again, anything that reminds of the egel, we never want to supplicate HaKadosh Baruch Hu with something that reminds us of the egel, because Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor. But it's interesting, there's a Torah's Kohanim on page 8 that says Aaron can only come in a certain time of the year. He even though there's a Vilna Gaon that seems to say that he can come in any time as long as he brings these korbanos based on the Medrash. But the Pashup Shad is he comes in only on Yom Kippur with these korbanos. He can't come in b'chol eis. He can't come in all the time. But Chazal say in the Torah's Kohen on page 8, Achicha bal yavav ein Moshe the bal yavav. Whereas Aaron has the limitation. Yavav b'chol eis al kodesh. But Moshe can come in whenever he wants. So what's the chiluk? Why is Moshe different? So the Shem Yishmuel on page 9 says, "Bezos yavo Aaron al kodesh." Yesh daknek lam hifsik etzivoy habgodim big day lovan bein korbano lekorbanam. That was the question that we mentioned from the Shem Yishmuel. Why was the wardrobe? First, you mentioned Aaron's korbanos, and then the wardrobe, and then the Klal Yisrael's korbanos. Well, why the wardrobe in between? So he says like this: why doesn't the Kohen Gadol wear the gold when he goes in the Kodesh Kadoshim? So he says a very interesting point now. He's going to say, "Vinei kvar amarnu d'hod de'ein kategor nasas hanegor hu davka b'cheit shadayim lom limchak l'gamrei." In other words, the question is like this: what do you mean ein kategor nasas hanegor? But if l'maisa you were forgiven for your sin, so it's over, it's erased. So then why is the gold still called a kategor if it's over? If I can see we're still didn't get full kapara, we still didn't get full tshuva, so I can understand. But if you had full tshuva, so that's what he says in a chanami, that if we would have had full kapara for the egel, totally, then there would not be any din of ein kategor nasas hanegor. But the fact that there's a din of ein kategor nasas hanegor by the gold shows that it wasn't fully erased. V'nisha roshem lo nimchak legamrei. V'nisha roshem b'menu shayich lo mashaloi yeh l'maskir avon. But a chait that was nimchak legamrei, lo nishar b'menu roshem lo shayich lo markein lo kein matzidu zerat b'chait ha'egel. Shomer l'doros. K'mo shikosu v'yom pachti u'fakati aleim chatosu. So the chait ha'egel was always going to be remembered. Whereas even though we did some tshuva for it, there's still something, the shmeck of guilt still is there. Why? Hatam mipnei shetshuva hi b'leiv. K'mo shekosov levavo yovin v'shov. Aval chet ha'egel haya b'seichel uverotzon. Shu ol l'malo min ha'seichel. He said that he says there are different types of averis. There's one avera that you did an action, say. You did an improper action. So then you stop doing the action, you get mechila. But here, it wasn't just action. It was like the thought process and the ratzon to do this. Because that's the most powerful thing a person has, and it's his intellect and his heart. Whereas his actions, of course his actions are very important, but they're much more limited. Whatever you imagine, whatever you lust and you desire and you think, that impact is much greater than your finite action. So he says, the chait of Klal Yisrael is they had this tshuka to to worship the eagle, for whatever reason it was. It was a rotzon, it was thought out. So it's very hard to erase that, because the essence of a person is his thinking and his desire. Your actions are limited. So that's not necessarily the essence, because you only can perform actions to feed the ability that you have to perform the actions. But your desires, there's no limit to that. And your intellect and your imagination, that goes beyond. There's no limit to that scope. So the Aveira of Klal Yisrael was an Aveira in Ratzon and in Seichel. So Mamela, that never gets erased, because that's infinite. That's infinite. Aaron, his Aveira was what? He had good intention. Moshe's coming, he could stall the people, whatever. He had good intention. The action came out bad, that the eagle came out of it. So his Aveira was an Aveira. It's not like he had these big desires to worship anything. He just wanted to, whatever, stall, whatever, so Moshe should come back. But it was an Aveira, so he shouldn't have made it. Maybe if he would have stalled some other way. So his Aveira was he made the action, he made the eagle, and then they worshipped it. So the action turned out to be a problematic action. But if you do a problematic action, and then you could have full tshuva for that. But ratzon, that's the core of a person. So Mamela, Klal Yisrael, in other words, their chelik in the chet ha'egel is never fully nimchal. Aaron's chelik in the chet ha'egel was totally nimchal. So he says like this. This is a beautiful idea. He says, why was the wardrobe of Aaron put in between the two korbanos? Why does it first speak about the wardrobe of Aaron, then his korbanos, and then the other people's korbanos? Why was his wardrobe put in the middle? The answer is, because the reason why Aaron needed to have a wardrobe of Lavan and not Zav was not because he kategu nasa sanegor, but not because of him. Because his chelek is gone. We said, ein kategu nasa sanegor, only if the chet is still there. Aaron's chelek in the chet ha'egel was nimcha lagamre, because it was a chet of maisa. But Klal Yisrael's chelek in the chet ha'egel is kayim la'olam, because that was a chet in das, that was an infinite chet. That was ratzon and seichel. So therefore, the garments of Aaron have to be put, they're not going to be put after the korbanos of the people. So either they're going to put before everything or in the middle. So his wardrobe was put right next to the korbanos of the people to show that the reason why he had to wear those is not because of Ein Kategu Nasa Zanegor from his perspective, because he was Nimcha Lagamre, but only for Klal Yisrael's perspective. Because again, Ein Kategu Nasa Zanegor only applies when what? When the chet is not fully this kaper. So that's what he says. So therefore, even in his korbanos, he's making kapara for Klal Yisrael. So he's representing Klal Yisrael, and from Klal Yisrael's perspective, there's still what? Ein kategor nasa sanegor. So that's why the big day of Avon, Ben Korban and Korban Am, Horos, Shemitzad Korban and Levad, Einenu Niskak, the big day of Avon. If it was only from the perspective of his Korban, he could have had big days off, because there's no Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor, because his was fully Nimchal. And then he explains what's the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and, he says, because to go into the Kodesh Kodashim, you have to have a full purity. So Aaron is part of Klal Yisrael. Aaron is part of Klal Yisrael, so there'll never be a full purity of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was parallel to Klal Yisrael. He was Shokol Keneged. So, and Moshe Rabbeinu was on that Madrega that he was totally pure, so then he's always ready to go in. He didn't even have to have any Hachanas to go in. Aaron is part of the, is one prod of Klal Yisrael. He had to have Hachanas to go in, so he can't just come in any time. He has to have Hachanas, and only once a year, and etc. Moshe Rabbeinu can come in all the time. But the idea being is, you know, this idea that the Ratzon of a person, what he his thought process. You know, they say, it's brought down, some say that Avera in Kilkul Hadeus is a tremendous Kilkul. Person has just a wrong value system. In all, you know, all things that, a lot of, you know, actions that, you know, the terrorist action, things like that, because they have some warped sense of reality, of what's good and what's not good, what should be, you know, it's a warped sense of seichel, it's a warped sense of rotzon. And I always like to say over the Sfas Emes on the Pasuk on page 11, Mikimi me'afardal, me'ashpos yorim evyon. So what does it mean, me'ashpos yorim evyon? So I always like to say over from the Sfas Emes, I heard from Rav Wolbaum many years ago, page 13, Shamati Bipi Mori Vizkeni. Who's that? The Chidush Arim? Yeah, the Chidush Arim. Pasuk Me'ashmas Yorim Evyon, Lohoshivim Divim. Kadosh Baruch Hu Mekim Umeirim Haratzonos Bnei Yisrael Hamunochim Ba'ashposos. He says a lot of times our Ratzon, I want to be a wealthy person, I want to have a fancy car. Aratzonos are things of non importance. They're in the ashpa. They're in the, they deserve to be in the garbage. We ask Hashem, Me'ashpos, Evyon is a poor person. Why is he a poor person called Evyon? Because he's needy. Ava means to need. And Evyon needs a lot of things. So he's called an Evyon. So Evyon is Loson Rotzon. That's Loson Rotzon. So how do you. So you're, if your tzonos are in the ashpa, meaning the value system you have is warped. And what you consider chashiv and you're yearning for is something that's fit to be in the garbage. So that's why Hashem says, I'm going to be me'ashpas yorim evyom. I'm going to take your rotzon out of the ashpa, out of the ashpas. Because it's so important, the idea of rotzon. You know what, the Shem Yishmuel writes in several places, that a person from Hilchas Tchum Shabbos, that if I'm here, but I want to be by the tree. The tree is 1,000 amos away from me. I say, I'm by the tree. But I'm not by the tree. But Shivisasi over there, because that's where I want to get to. So then you consider like you're there now, and then you get 2,000, not from where you are, but from the tree. Because the definition of a person is where his ratzon is. What does he desire? What are his goals? What are his she'ifas? And Klal Yisrael's avera with the Chet Ha'Egel was an avera of ratzon. It was a wrong, it was a warped sense, even though they might have meant well, but it was a warped sense of ratzon. Aaron's chelek was a wrong meiser. He just had to, you know, mitigate things, stall things, so they made this thing that came out, but he didn't have any ratzon to really do it, to worship it or anything like that. So So his avera was a finite avera, but the ratzon of the person is his core, and that's the first. So that's why the big day lavan only come because of the chayin of Klal Yisrael. That's why. And when Aaron brings a korban, he's mechaper on Klal Yisrael. So only on Klal Yisrael's chelik of only on Klal Yisrael's chelik, not on his own chelik. His own chelik of the Chet HaEgel was the Skaper, but he still, Klal Yisrael has still the Chet HaEgel, but their, why? Because their Chet was a Chet of Ratzon, and that doesn't get erased so easily, and that Chet is still there. So the only reason he's still wearing Bigdei Lavan, because from his korban he doesn't need Bigdei Lavan. From the korban of Klal Yisrael that he's going to bring, their korban still carries on it that rotzon, and that's not causing the skaper. Oh, okay, we're getting late. One last thing in Parshas Kedoshim. So, is Daber al Bnei Yisrael Matam Kedoshim to you, right? So Rashi says Malamish and Nema Parsha Zubahakel, that this parsha was all of Klal Yisrael gathered together, the Hakel. So what's the idea of gathering together? So there are two ideas. There's one idea brought in the Noam Elimelech and the Pasuk in Tehillim. Nafshi Lashem Yishomrim Laboker Shomrim Laboker. So Noam Elimelech says like this. Who are the Shomrim Laboker? The tzaddikim. They're always waiting for the morning, waiting for the geula. They're the tzaddikim. So if you mischaber yourself with tzaddikim, nafshi l'ashem, you're shomim l'boker, you're with those shomim l'boker, so you know what you become? Shomim l'boker. Then you become that as well. It was, if you hang out in the right surroundings, and you makasha yourself with people that are, not we're talking about to be snobby and not to like people, but if for your own hashpa, you have that connections with things of kedusha and tzidkus of kedoshim to you, so that raises the person. That's the Noam Melech says. Nafshi l'ashem, my desire is to be mishomrim laboker, is to be together with the people who are tzaddikim, who are shomrim laboker. And then what happens to me? Shomrim laboker. Then I become shomrim laboker. That's the Noam Elimelech's word. And that's the idea of hakel. Hakel is people gathering together. You mean, not the mitzvah, hakel of the kedoshim tiyu is nemer b'hakel. So that lifts everyone up. That lifts everyone up. Rov gufei Torah nemer b'hakel. And that's the idea that Klal Yisrael has the hashpa. So these are two ideas. One idea is the idea of rotzon. But you know what? Where do you get that rotzon from? If you put yourself in an environment where that is. You know, that's Rav Volvi writes in one of his svarim. That's what a yeshiva is supposed to be for. That people together have certain tshukas to become gedolei Torah, to become better people. You know, to be part of that venue. So that gives you a proper rutzah. The Islam in the world at large. So the values of the world at large are not Torah values. Whole idea of, you know, the whole industry of advertisement and putting yourself out and gaiva and advertising and not atznei aleches. That's not the idea of the world today. So what could I do to put myself out in the front? Then you don't have the proper rots. But if you're together with Kedusha, then the Kedusha rubs off on you. That's why the Parsha of Kedoshim to you is Nemar B'Hakel. The Klal is together with the Tzaddikim together, and that lifts a person. And that's Tonis Ba'Kodesh Yilbash, Omek HaRotzon V'HaKlal. It tells you how deep the concept of Rotzon is and how significant the concept of the Klal is. And that changes who you are. That's why, you know, one of the biggest influences people have in their lives is summer camp. They go to summer camp. So summer camp, they don't have the pressure of the year. And a lot of times people's hashkafas and people's outlook is what they got in those environments. Because it's a non-prasha, even sometimes more than what they get during the year. I'm talking about, you know, when you're in teenage years and those years, that it gives a lot of value system of friendship, different things. And that's why also, you know, when you go to Israel for the year also, it's a non-prasha, and hopefully here also, to, you know, but sometimes, you know, people get a little bit hassled with all their pressure, but also here. But sometimes the less pressure you have, the more things could... and that's the Shomer Maboker. And that's the... Not only, you know, and that's the Ksonis Bakodesh, and that's the Omek, Ksonis Bakodesh, Yilbash, Omek HaRotzon VaKlal. The Ratzon, and then the Klal that you become part of, changes the essence of who you are. And there's a Shem that should bring all our Ratzonos outside of the Ashpo. Ashpos Yorim Evyon Moshivim Ibnidivim. That should bring a proper hashkafa and a proper value system to everyone in their lives.